Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the world news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today, to take part in several events, including Somnath Swabhiman Parva. India's Operation Sindoor forced Pakistan to carry out hurried constitutional amendments, says Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan. Massive protests continue across Iran as unrest claims 62 lives so far. US President Donald Trump reiterates United States needs to take control of Greenland to counter Russia and China's ambitions. World Hindi Day being observed today to encourage use of Hindi language abroad. And in badminton, India's campaign at Malaysia Open Super 1000 ended with PV Sindhu crashing out of tournament after losing semi-final match. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will attend several events, including the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. Mr. Modi will also take part in major development programs and diplomatic engagements across Rajkot, Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple, began on Thursday at the coastal town of Veerawal in Gir Somnath district. More from our correspondent.
The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv being held at Prabhaspatan is a tribute to India's enduring spirit that refused to break even after many foreign invasions. On the economic front, PM will inaugurate the second Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference in Rajkot. The visit will conclude with a high-level diplomatic engagement as the PM will meet German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Gandhinagar. Marking 25 years of India-Germany strategic partnership, both the leaders will discuss on intensifying cooperation in various sectors such as trade, technology and green development, among others. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan has said Pakistan's hurried military and constitutional restructuring after Operation Sindoor was a tacit admission of his serious shortcomings exposed during the conflict. General Chauhan was speaking at the Pune Public Policy Festival yesterday. Addressing a session on technology and national security, the CDS said Operation Sindoor, launched in May last year after the terror attack in April, forced Pakistan to carry out constitutional amendments, which is an acknowledgement that everything did not go well for the neighbouring nation. General Chauhan said Operation Sindoor is only on pause.
Operation Sindoor, which you said is only on pause. The changes which have been brought about in Pakistan, including that constitutional amendment, they did find a lot of efficiencies and shortcomings. They tried to address this and they required a constitutional amendment. The amendment to Article 243 of the Constitution, that actually has brought about changes in the higher defense organization. So that's of importance to us people in India and the armed forces particularly.
US President Donald Trump has again reiterated that the United States needs to take control of Greenland. He said if US doesn't take any action, Russia and China will step in and that Washington does not want to have them as neighbors. The US President made the remarks while interacting with media persons during his meeting with the top oil and gas executives. In the context of Denmark, he said that landing a boat 500 years ago in Greenland doesn't mean they own the land.
We are going to do something on Greenland, whether they like it or not, because if we don't do it, Russia or China will take over Greenland, and we're not going to have Russia or China as a neighbor. They had a boat land there 500 years ago. Doesn't mean that they own the land. I'm sure we had lots of boats go there also, but we're not going to have Russia or China occupy Greenland, and that's what they're going to do if we don't. So we're going to be doing something with Greenland, either the nice way or the more difficult.
U.S. President Donald Trump met with oil and gas executives at the White House following the U.S. operation in Venezuela and subsequent capture of former President Nicolas Maduro last week. President Trump called on executives to rush back into Venezuela as the White House looks to quickly secure $100 billion in investments to revive the country's ability to fully tap into its expansive reserves of petroleum. he promised executives that their investments and workers would be safe because they are now dealing directly with the United States government instead of the Venezuelan government.
We're going to discuss how these great American companies can help rapidly rebuild Venezuela's dilapidated oil industry and bring millions of barrels of oil production to benefit the United States, the people of Venezuela, and the entire world.
The United States has released two Russian nationals who were aboard an oil tanker seized by American forces. However, the fate of multinational crew comprising 17 Ukrainian citizens, 6 Georgians, and 3 Indian nationals remains unknown. The Russian-flagged tanker Marinera, previously known as Bella One, was seized on Wednesday by the U.S. Coast Guard in the North Atlantic. The announcement came a day after Moscow urged Washington to comply with international laws governing freedom of maritime navigation. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Iran, anti-government protests have widened to all 31 provinces, cutting across cities and regions of the country, posing the most serious challenge to the Islamic Republic since the 2022 unrest. The West Asian country is witnessing nationwide protests fueled by a worsening economic crisis as rising inflation, unemployment and a weakening currency deepen public anger. According to the US-based overseas Iranian rights group, Human Rights Activists News Agency, 62 people have been killed since demonstrations began on the 28th of last month, including 14 security personnel and 48 protesters. More than 2,300 people have been detained during the unrest. Internet watchdog NetBlocks reported a nationwide internet blackout and strict digital censorship, leaving the country mostly offline after the shutdown began. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in a televised address yesterday, said the Islamic Republic will not tolerate individuals acting as mercenaries for foreign powers as tensions with Western countries remain high. World Hindi Day is being observed today. The day is commemorated every year with the objective to promote use of Hindi language abroad. It aims to encourage the use of Hindi on international platforms, including diplomacy, education and cultural exchange. On this day in 2006, the first World Hindi Conference was held in Nagpur with the aim to promote the language worldwide. And since then, every year, 10th of January, is being observed as the World Hindi Day. The Ministry of External Affairs and Indian Missions Abroad also observe the day annually. Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, has warned that as global military spending continues to rise, investment in global health is lagging dangerously behind. In a video message and social media post, the WHO chief called for a shift in priorities, urging nations to invest in saving lives rather than escalating conflicts, reminding the world that peace is the best medicine. He said global military spending reached a record $2.7 trillion in 2024. In badminton, India's campaign at the Malaysia Open Super 1000 ended today. Two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu bowed out of the tournament after losing the semi-final match against China's Wang Shiyi, 16-21, 15-21 in Kuala Lumpur. Sindhu had advanced to the semi-finals after her opponent, Akane Yamaguchi of Japan, retired due to injury. Earlier, India's ace men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty bowed out of the tournament after losing to Indonesian pair. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today to take part in several events including Somnath Swabhiman Parva. India's Operation Sindoor forced Pakistan to carry out hurried constitutional amendments, says Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan. Massive protests continue across Iran as unrest claims 62 lives so far. US President Donald Trump reiterates United States needs to take control of Greenland to counter Russia and China's ambitions. World Hindi Day being observed today to encourage use of Hindi language abroad. And in badminton, India's campaign at Malaysia Open Super 1000 ended with PV Sindhu crashing out of tournament after losing semi-final match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.